Beautiful morning to be here this morning. Glad to see the sunshine. A few days ago it was calling for rain, so I'm glad God has blessed us with a beautiful day. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our first scripture is Acts 10, verses 44 to 48. And for all readings, I'm using the Good News translation. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down to all those who were listening to his message. The Jewish believers who had come from Joppa with Peter were amazed that God had poured out his gift of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speaking in strange tongues and praising God's greatness. Peter spoke up, "These people have received the Holy Spirit just as we also did. Can anyone then stop them from being baptized with water?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay with them for a few days. Our second reading is 1 John 5, 1 through 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah is a child of God, and whoever loves a father loves his child also. This is how we know that we love God's children. It is by loving God and obeying his commands. For our love of God means that we obey his commands, and his commands are not too hard for us, because every child of God is able to defeat the world, and we win the victory over the world by means of our faith. Who can defeat the world? Only the person who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And from the Gospel of John, Chapter 15, 9 through 17. I love you just as the Father loves me. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My commandment is this: love one another just as I have loved you. The greatest love you can have for your friends is to give your life for them. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear much fruit, the kind of fruit that endures. And so the Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. This, then, is what I command you: love one another. This is the word of the Lord. And I just to let you know, we have a bird's nest in the pulpit right here, and one of the little babies, which is about that big, just fell out. So I will try not to step on it. And I don't know if I should put it back. Any bird people out there? No?
Don't touch.
It's going to hide underneath. There we go. Okay, as I look out today, this morning I see tall people, short people, shorter people, thin people, wide people, young people like Trevor, old people, and even older people. But you know, we have something in common. All of us have a mother. Yes, I had a mother. She died 46 years ago. and I'm sure I contributed many gray hairs to her head. While I've never been a mother of a child of my own, I've had cats and dogs to care for, and I currently have 53 fish, give or take. I know it's not the same as having a child. Believe it or not, I actually babysat on occasion when I was young. In high school, I helped Mr. Lewis by warming up the band. Where are my band people back there? The students called me Mom. If we go to the dictionary, Merriam-Webster says, mother is a female parent, such as she's the mother of three small children. Another definition, a woman in authority, specifically the superior of a religious community, Mother Teresa. John Woodell, if you remember John, he used to call me Mother Superior. Another definition is an old or elderly woman, like Mother Hubbard. You also have Mother Earth, Reverend Mother. We have mother figures. On a trip from Dulles to Seattle back in 1995, it was a Mother's Day, and all women on the flight were gifted a free movie, whether they were a mother or not. I guess they didn't want to offend anybody. Hey, I got a free movie. Worked for me. The title of my message today, Nobody Loves You Like Mother, comes from a song written by Charles Coleman in 1915. Nobody Loves You Like Mother. Well, that title says it all, doesn't it? A mother's love is special. I mean, our mothers carried us for 9 months, give or take. That gives them a special bond with us and a right or responsibility to care, to guide, to teach, to love us. Are mothers perfect? No. They're no different from any other person. We're not perfect, but we do the best we can. When I worked at the hospital, most of my coworkers were young married women. Some had children. Some were saving up money so they could have children and not have a financial burden, so they could continue their lives and have a good life. These women amazed me, how they worked a 40-hour week, went to ball games or band concerts, cooked, cleaned, kept their families together. I take off my hat to these women and to all mothers. You are awesome. This does not mean that I respect mothers more than women who are not mothers. All women deserve our respect. As I said earlier, I have 53 fish. I do not consider myself a fish mom, but they are my responsibility. I was a dog mom, and the love a dog gives you is unconditional, just like God, which happens to be dog spelled backwards. Dogs are always excited to see you when you come home, in part because they missed you. You are their whole world. When you get home, are they fast asleep on the couch? Or are they at the door, wagging their tails, happy to see you? That's love. This week, Adrian put a note in the weekly news, and if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, I'm going to read it now with her permission. We would like to thank all the women in our lives, even if they are no longer with us, who make or made a difference by influencing us, shaping us, teaching us, and loving us. The great calling of any woman, or man for that matter, is to be a faithful Christ follower. And we are reminded today that this role can be lived out in the context of being single or married, having or not having kids. The same qualities of a good mother can be some of the same qualities of many women serving in the church. The church is a place for all women, no matter what their stories. And Proverbs 31:26 says, "When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions and kindness." From my friend Beth, who keeps me on track and who read this message Friday, commented, "So mothers come in all kinds of packages." Yes, we do. To quote an old country song, "There was a time when I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Then I realized that God loves me. Even with all my faults, God loves even me. And he loves you unconditionally. And he wants us to love each other. Is that easier said than done? How can you love someone you don't like? Someone you don't respect? We need to remember that we're all different. We don't look alike, think alike, have the same gifts or desires. That's what makes the world so interesting. What it comes down to, in my mind, is recognizing our differences and learning how to still work together to accomplish our goals. And what are our goals? My goal today is to get along. Kenny Chesney sings a song called Get Along. Google it when you have a chance. I'll read the last verse in the chorus. "We find out when you die, the keys to heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along on down the road. We've got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give the love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom. Buy a boat, drink a beer. Sing a song, make a friend. Can't we all get along?" And from Charles Coleman, who wrote the title of today's message, the chorus of his song says, "There's nobody loves you like mother. She is your best friend, after all. Always beside you, willing to guide you and help you whenever you fall. In this world, you will not find another who'll think of you all of the time. When your friends are all gone, don't be sad and forlorn. There's one that still loves you. Who is it? Your mother. If your mother is still here, I hope you will enjoy being with her today, or at least, like Kenny said, give her a call. If not, like me, I pray that you have good memories to cherish. Remember, there's nobody that loves you like your mom, your dog, and especially God. And I pray that you will share that love with everyone you meet. Amen."